Ron Edwards, on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the blame game has been utilized by President Obama so often that because of the lack of real government school education today, most recent graduates and younger voters probably think that simply blaming Congress for any and all problems is proper procedure. During his recent State of the Union address, the president blamed Congress for the lack of action regarding America's energy problems. Of course, he failed to mention that his refusal to take action and approve the Keystone Pipeline has kept America vulnerable to Middle East enemy nations who benefit from our continued purchase of oil from that part of the world. Also, 42,000 possible new jobs remain just a pipe dream. Meanwhile, China is poised to purchase that oil from Canada and build a closer relationship with our closest ally. Of course, Obama took credit for the increased oil production in North Dakota and elsewhere in the U.S. despite the fact it was former President George W. Bush's policies that opened the door to increased domestic oil production. Unfortunately, domestic oil production may soon decline because President Obama refuses to allow more oil exploration and drilling for new sources. Of course, he'll turn around and then blame Congress. Obama has blamed Congress and others in regards to the problems regarding the minimum wage. While some in Congress and a few senators like Ted Cruz have called for increasing opportunities for all Americans by taking actions to reinvigorate the economy, Mr. Hope and Change just wants to increase the minimum wage, which decreases the number of entry-level, lower-skilled jobs for those like teenagers who are starting out in the world of working for a living. Mr. Hope and Change has blamed Congress for the situation regarding illegal immigrants, simply because some in Congress are calling for first sealing and properly protecting the borders, then taking a look at amnesty for law-breaking invaders. But he refuses to personally take the blame for not fulfilling the sworn duty of protecting America from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Since President Obama likes to throw blame around, I wonder when he will turn around and blame himself and Eric Holder for using the U.S. Justice Department to obstruct real justice in regards to serious issues like the death of four Americans in Benghazi, for starters. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be in French, shall not be in French, shall not be in French.
Shall not be in friends. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. The Academic Journal Applied Economics Letters, they're not real good about getting their information out. They don't write, they don't understand the meaning of the word viral. And one of my favorite researchers, Mark Gaius, has just published a paper at Quinnipiac University called An Examination of the Effects of Concealed Weapons Laws and Assault Weapons Bans on State-Level Murder Rates. And part of that is... you know, it's not being shouted about by every gun owner of the land because they don't know it exists. So let me give you a introduction to it. It is a very short paper, if you will. You can download it if you go to Quinnipiac University or look for Mark Gaius, G-I-U-S. From the paper itself, results are presented in Table 1, the CCW dummy variable is significant and positive, but the assault weapons ban is insignificant. Given that the average gun-related murder rate over the period in question was 3.44 per 100,000, the results of the present study indicate the states with more restrictive CCW law had gun-related murder rates that were 10% higher. In addition, the federal assault weapons ban is significant and positive, indicating that murder rates were 19.3% higher when the federal ban was in effect. Now, you got to understand the way... the way they word these things, significant and positive, is an indication that the data they're looking for is showing up. These results corroborate the findings of Lawton Mustard, 1997. These results suggest that even after controlling for unobservable state and year fixed effects, limiting the ability to carry concealed weapons may cause murder rates to increase. There may, however, be other explanations for these results. Laws may be ineffective due to loopholes and exemptions. The most violent states may also have the toughest gun control measures. Further research is warranted in this area. What that basically is saying is that states have may issue or no issue concealed carry law between 1980 and 2009 had a 10% higher gun murder rate than those states that required no permit at all or had the shall issue permitting policy in place. Highly restricted. You know, in New York City, there's what, 6,000 concealed carry permits. But how many people live in New York City? The study also found that the gun murder rate was almost 20% higher during the abortion. That was the 1994 assault weapon ban. This is the federal law that the blue state citizen control states are attempting to replicate with laws passed in California, Colorado, Connecticut, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York. Seven states. These state-level assault weapon bans have resulted in no decline in gun murders, which makes sense since assault weapons make up a very small fraction of all gun crime. It's also worth noting that particularly those requiring registration have manufactured criminals out of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of gun owners who refuse to comply with what they feel is a blatantly unconstitutional infringement upon the very arms of contemporary military utility that the founding fathers envisioned, meant to protect, when they authored the Second Amendment. You have 29 years of data. That's a pretty sizable sample. In any study to date regarding assault weapon and concealed carry law, strongly suggests that restrictive gun control enables murderers at the expense of the safety of the law-abiding citizens. In the meantime, you've got Eric Holder promoting smart guns because of things that happen every day. Every day. You guys probably all heard of the TED Talks. This is where all of the, you know, it's both a societal and technological expo, if you will. And they have them for different versions in different countries. And in the Netherlands, Pieter van Oom, who was the chief of defense in the Netherlands, got up there on stage in the Netherlands with an AR-15. He started his talk. That, you know, everybody here is talking about methods and machines and attitudes and everything else to try to make a better world, to try to make a more civilized world. And then he has a female captain march out with an AR-15. He said, you know, he's talking about, you know, people try to make a better world with a pen or with a paintbrush or with a laptop, with money. He gave out all the ways people make a better world. And he has the AR-15. Well, he actually probably had an M4 brought out to him. And he says, I've decided to make a better world, and I picked up a gun. Now, most of you... Now, another thing that he did mention, which I totally disagree with, is that the government should have a monopoly on force. So, you know, that's the different attitude from the Netherlands to here. The government monopoly on forces historically has always worked out badly. So, the problem with that mindset is that if we were disarmed with the others that have been disarmed, let's take the UK. Right now, the UK government has not turned on their citizens, although they are the most violent European industrialized country on the face of the planet. But a disarmed society is one thought process away from a genocide. They are genocide in waiting. The United States, that type of genocide right now is it's untenable. There's just too many of us with guns. Would a lot of us die? Yeah. Yeah, we would. But it's not going to be a genocide. Any of these people that get out there and advocate for that, even the good General Von Oom, is one government away from the government turning on their citizenry. Anyone that seeks to disarm the citizenry is doing so to the detriment of the country. Whether they're doing it out of aid or purposeful intent in history, that'll be a matter for the academic curiosity, why they did it. In the end, both types of these prohibitionists have the same deadly misguided view that they can control evil. And when they disarm, they instead enable it. Evil
cannot be controlled, no matter what tool you try to control. Evil, you know, they set up house and they live in houses. You can't control houses and make it go away. Evil is always going to be there because the nature of man comes into play there. There's an essay out there by a guy named Daniel Greenfield. We'll get to that in just a minute when we get back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important function and features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cubed.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. There's an essay out there called Government, Power, and Evil by Daniel Greenfield. And here's a small taste of it. No. The name of the essay is Government, Power, and Evil. Gun control does not control guns. It gives the illusion of controlling people, and when it fails, those in authority are able to say they did everything they could short of giving people the ability to defend themselves. We live under the rule of organizers, community and otherwise, committed to bringing their perfect state into being through the absolute control over people. And the violent acts of lone madmen are a reminder that such control is fleeting, and that attempting to control a province
problem often makes it worse by removing the natural human crowdsourced responses that would otherwise come into play. People do kill people, and the only way to stop that is by killing them first. To a utopian, this is a moral paradox that invalidates everything that has come before it. But to everyone else, it's just life in a world where evil is a reality, not just a word. Anyone who really hankers after a world without guns would do well to try the 12th century, which was not a nicer place for lack of guns. The same firepower that makes it possible for one homicidal maniac to kill a dozen unarmed people also makes it that much harder to recreate a world where a single family can rule over millions and one man in armor can terrify hundreds of peasants. Putting miniature cannons in the hands of every peasant made the American Revolution possible. The ideals of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution would have meant very little without an army of ordinary men armed with weapons that made them a match for the superior organization and numbers of a world power. Would Thomas Jefferson, the abiding figurehead of the Democratic Party, who famously wrote, "The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants," really have shuddered at the idea of peasants with assault rifles, or would he have just grinned at the playing field being leveled? But the Democratic Party is no longer the party of Thomas Jefferson. It's the party of King George III. And it doesn't like the idea of armed peasants, not because an occasional peasant goes on a shooting spree, but because, like a certain dead, mad king who liked to talk to trees, it believes that government power comes from before individual liberty. Like that dead king, it believes that it means this for the benefit of the peasants, who will be better off of being told what to do. The question is the old elemental one about government control and individual agency. And tragedies like the one that just happened take us back to the equally old question of whether the individual liberty is a better defense against human evil than the entrenched organizations of government. Do we want a society run by kings and princes who commit atrocities according to a plan for a better society, or by peasants with machine guns? The kings can promise us a world without evil, but a peasant with a machine gun promises us that we can protect ourselves from evil when it does come a-calling. The people who would disarm us, we have no, you know, we there's no allegiance that we owe them. None. Coming from the desk of my buddy David Codrio, he wrote something that was published in Guns Magazine called Rights Watch, Stranger Than Fiction. For a lot of us that look at politics today and we look at the hypocrisy and everything, we're quite jaded by it, you know. It doesn't take, you know, somebody will say, well, there goes another politician, another corrupt politician. It takes a whole lot to make our jaw drop. This hypocrisy and corruption sort of defines the elites of the gun ban crowd. And right now their figurehead, of course, is Leland Yee, because he wanted to arm Islamic militants and proposed illegal arms trafficking. And unlike what Representative Speer wants to ban, he was using true military hardware. He wasn't using those civilian variants that have nothing to do with combat. All of these people, if you look at them, Eric Harris, for example, was a gun. He wanted to be a gun grabber if he had grown up. love it when somebody comes in and posts something that they think I haven't talked about. Amy Fisher, the Long Island Lolita, she was against guns. And yet she shot a wife in the face with what a gun. Eric Harris, against guns in schools. Million Mom March, activists ignoring gun bans and shooting innocents. City-sponsored anti-violence leaders dealing in illegal weapons on the black market. These revelations, the fact that they continue to surprise us, speaks more to the simple candor by which peaceable gun owners conduct themselves than anything else. We view the disingenuous as freaks, and we're constantly surprised because they conduct themselves in a matter of course in ways alien to our everyday lives. Let's go to the phones. Fred in Michigan. Yes, sir.
This organization of government that you just alluded to, and evil comes calling. You ever heard of the Lieber Code?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So Francis Lieber, international law professor at Columbia in 1863, was summoned by Lincoln to create that Lieber Code, which bears his name. It derives directly from the Talmud, called communitarian law. And the Talmud, interestingly, provides all of these principles that negates, comes against, nullifies individual autonomy, private rights, etc. And, by the way, NDAA is directly derived from Israeli statutory code, Article 111. Then there's a group called JINSA, J-I-N-S-A, JINSA. And that's some Israeli entity that trains all American law enforcement agencies. It has completed that, I don't know within what time frame recently, but has done so. The guy that's got this all nailed down, whom I wish you would interview on a regular basis, I would say once a week, is Larkin, Texas. LarkinTexas.blogspot.com. Used to be, as I have been told, a presenter like you of Republic. And what we need to do is focus on the enemies within. Because as I see it, AIPAC annually, the first week of March, has their annual convention, and they typically attain a three-quarters attendance rate of Congress.
You're going to have to hold on. We're going into break. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plaques. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Back to Fred of Michigan, you were saying?
Okay. So,
are you going through a bunch of papers and reading to me?
No. I was just getting something out of the way here. No, I was just reflecting on the event in Nevada relative to the federal charter's provisions and their statutes, federal statutes, according to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, which everyone should have a commanding intimate knowledge of, restricts it to the District of Columbia, the 10-mile square, and its territorial possessions. The evidence of that bill is when Congressman Walter Jones, 2012, introduced impeachment proceedings on Obama relative to NDAA, and he specifically described the United States, as I just said. So, when it comes to my private rights, which are gifts or blessings from my Creator, which is not government, is not a synagogue of Satan, Talmudic, serpent, Semite, Bar Esquire attorneys, which predominate in every branch of the government and all the law schools, even Geraldo Riviera, I used to occasionally tune in and call in. I used to have this guy, Ellen Durden Shitzu, Dershowitz, come on. And one day, a Marine vet with 5 or 7 tours challenged Geraldo in Dirt and Shit Zoo about the Sandy Hook event where the FBI report said that the rifles were in the trunk. Rifles were in the trunk. No AR was used in that event, according to the FBI's report, which this Marine Corps veteran called in on, which he had in his hand. Geraldo and his sidekick, or his bosom buddy from the synagogue, Alan Dirtashitsu, said, well, the district attorney's report says the opposite. So you see what's going on here. You've got these competing synagogue of Satan, Talmudic serpent, Semite, Esquire attorneys controlling the whole process via communitarian law, which is directly derived from the Talmud. And people need to hear these facts because the enemy within is the same as the enemy without, evidenced by the Ukraine. You got that Gloria Nuland and Jeffrey Pyatt. Did you hear that communication they had between themselves where they are gleefully boasting about the $5 billion coup they perpetrated in the Ukraine? And they wanted Biden to come in and the UN Secretary General to glue the deal. $5 billion. Then you got this Rabbi Dov Zakheim, formerly of the Pentagon,
Fred, let me ask you a question. How many different directions are you going to go in?
It's all unified. It's all the same. You think about what I just said. If GAO was serious about so-called gun rights, why don't I hear the GAO proclaiming the fact that federal statutes apply only in the District of Columbia and the federal territories. Where I live on the soil in Michigan Republic is not a federal territory. The state of Michigan in Lansing is a corporation, just like the United States. And that's right out of the Department of Justice FOIA response, 1997.
Well, first of all, we're not the government accounting office. We're Gun Owners of America, G-O-A.
Oh, I know that.
Okay.
But
thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. You know, when I would get a warning order, and they would say, go take that hill. You know what I looked at? I looked at the hill. Now, I submit this to you humbly. Do you want to talk about outrage, or do you want to get ready for a fight that might be coming? Because the ones that want to talk about outrage and, you know, lay it on one group, I don't care what their motivation is. If they're a senator or a president or anything else, they're part of this government. They're part of the American government. Their motivations mean nothing to me. They are the hill. You can overthink some things. Some things are it's really quite simple. We are not a constitutional government today. We don't exist in it. The how and the why is not important. The Bill of Rights is a very simple thing. It doesn't take a whole lot of education to figure it out. And getting out there and worrying about what the motivation was to take us that way, or the motivation to take us this way. Here's the motivation. If they disarm us, they're going to kill us. That's the way it's worked out in history. My view of the world is a very, very simple one. My guarantees are based upon 100 million of my gun-owning brethren and sisters. That's what it's about. That's all it's about. Whether it's the Munchkins or the Hare Krishnas or whoever's out there, the Israelis. Oh my God, the Israelis. Does it matter? Does it matter? Well, Susie Q, I would submit to you that if that's the kind of thing you want to listen to, you're not going to catch it here. Now, I was talking about the elitists before I got, I guess, schooled on some frivolity. And I was bringing it to the point of Senator Leland Yee, who right at this particular moment has presumed to be innocent. Because if we're going to make that presumption for all of us, we have to extend that to him. That is constitutional. He knew that an arms deal he was attempting to facilitate would send money to the Moro Islamic Liberation Front in exchange for weapons. And that those weapons were intended to be imported into the U.S. and distributed in North Africa and Italy. This is coming from Forbes magazine. These allegations were revealed in the affidavit in support of the criminal complaint against Yee and his co-conspirators. My favorite one, of course, nicknamed Shrimp Boy. The affidavit was signed by FBI Special Agent Emmanuel V. Pacua, following a 5-year investigation, reads like an action thriller. Coke deals, shoulder-fired missiles, hitmen, gang policies, bribery, deal-making. This is the movie script that Yee was involved in. And, of course, my favorite guy, Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. The California Democrats are trying to distance themselves from Yee. He has been suspended from the Senate without pay. Governor Jerry Brown has called on him to resign. He has withdrawn from the race for Secretary of State, which was the only office he could seek. He is currently free right now on a $500,000 unsecured bond. This is quite a change for the former senator, or the current senator, or whatever he is, because this is a political career that has been short-circuited after backing all the right causes. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules.
We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
One of the most interesting aspects of what has happened with Leland Yee is that now he is he's been honored by quite a few of the gun-grabbing communities out there, the Brady campaign, for example. And now they have the questionable honor of backing a military-grade gun runner who's going to send it to the... he's going to send it to some jihadis. So, that was in 2006. That was in 2006. As we get ready to go away, I want you to remember something very carefully. Every time one of these events happens, when they feel like they've got the wind at their backs, despite the fact that the numbers of the actual people that actually belong to gun rights advocacy groups, the gun-owning populace rises up. It rises up. Now, we get smeared. Smeared. We get painted with a very broad brush. We're all criminals in waiting. We're law-abiding until we're not. Until we're not. Now, at Sandy Hook, where a lot of questions still remain. As, I mean, the blood was not coagulating before they were triangulating. They thought they had the wind at their backs. For the first time in 20 years, they were going to propose something that was going to lead to a registry. Something else altogether. The registry is the thing they've coveted, and the American people rose up, got in contact with their senators, and defeated it. In fact, the only bill that was got more, the bill that got the most votes in that particular session of the Senate was national reciprocity. The president, showing what an adult he is, threw a little temper tantrum in the Rose Garden, and he blamed Congress for it. Because they did nothing meaningful. Nothing at all. In his opinion, that is. Their tactics did work in a few states. And this is going to be interesting. In Connecticut and New York, it's going to be very interesting because they can't enforce their law. Their law is being defied openly. They don't have the manpower to make it happen. And they risk, if they try to to enforce this, they risk something they're really not prepared to deal with. Of those rights in the Bill of Rights, which they have infringed upon so heavily, including the Second Amendment, there's still 100 million plus of you out there that own guns. You still buy more guns than any standing army. You stand as sort of a, you stand as a wall against further tyranny. And I think most of you are waking up. Some of you may still be a little bit drowsy, but I think most of you are waking up. In Connecticut, I think it was Connecticut, they had a pro-gun rally not too long ago, trying to get Ed Peru to come back on the show because he was there, and it was gigantic. I saw one. Now, to be sure, in Connecticut, most of the population there are, they support this. Else it wouldn't have passed, I don't think. But here's the thing about the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is not subject to a debate. It's not subject to a public popularity poll. These are things we were born with. And the fact that person A may not like what person B does while he's just living out that Bill of Rights has nothing to do with their right to take any of those away. The demographic is changing too. It's no man, the way some of the elitists used to characterize us was old white guys. And that's just not anymore. It just isn't happening. Now it's black America, young black America, females, all shapes and sizes, urban people. You're catching on to what the rural people have known all along. And that's because of you. That's because some of the fence sitters out there found out you were a gun owner and found out that you were, hey, You were a normal, everyday person. You were not this frothing at the mouth, salivating, can't wait to shoot somebody person. You were a guy that would do anybody. You were a guy or a female that would do anything other than shoot somebody, but you reserved the right to do it. And you have the know-how to do it. And guess what? You're pretty good at it. Now there's women's shooting leagues called things like a girl and a gun. Websites called girls just want to have guns. All are welcome. Females, Black America, everybody. We are the all-inclusive tent. We're what the conservative should be, the Republican should be, everybody in politics should be. The anti-gun enclaves are shrinking. Illinois is largely pro-gun. If you get past the, you know, the dying city of Chicago, once you get outside of those city limits, you're in a pretty pro-gun state. And now Illinois citizens can carry a licensed concealed firearm along with their whole leather-bound book of credentials they have to have, and yet they're doing it. Anti-gun county of L.A., it's bordered by pro-freedom neighbors of Kern County, San Bernardino, and Orange County, who now shall issue, carry permits. And the anti-gun cities are having to adjust to their neighbors' habits. The police chief of Detroit now supports armed self-defense. And this has all changed in the last few years. For example, in Chicago now, if you get a permit outside of Cook County, guess what? It's in Chicago. Back in 1990, 78% supported more gun control. 2010, it was down to 44. It rose to 49% as of October 2013. And that's because we have a lot of low-info voters now that don't understand what's going on, don't engage. They just read the newspapers. We don't know if more people approve of armed civilians. We just simply know that you are very effective. Remember that when you go about your daily lives. We'll do this again in about 21 hours. In between now and then, I want you to remember this and remember it very carefully. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.